Felon on parole for carjacking, accused of carjacking driver in Chicago. Gimme. 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 By Amy Furr on September 25, 2022. A felon on parole for carjacking allegedly carjacked someone else in Chicago on Thursday and demanded the man hand over his belongings. Gimme. 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 Suspect Alfredo Gutierrez reportedly yelled in Spanish during the incident that happened outside the Dunkin' Donuts on North Broadway. The CWV Chicago article read. Prosecutor William Lacey said the elderly driver gave the suspect change, which displeased Gutierrez, who then ordered him to hand over several items, including his keys, as the suspect produced what appeared to be a gun. The victim obeyed his commands and fled the moment the suspect threatened to shoot. Moments later, the suspect crashed a vehicle into another car and left the scene, per Lacey. The car was found hours later and Gutierrez allegedly told officials he purchased it for $100. In addition, a fake gun was reportedly found inside the vehicle. A similar instance happened earlier this month when two men in Chicago were accused of carjacking a 74-year-old man at gunpoint. Khalil Ramsey and Demond D. Reagans, both in their 20s, faced charges of aggravated carjacking with a firearm, according to Chicago police. Video footage posted in June showed officers with the Chicago Vehicular Hijacking Task Force chasing a suspect, and Fox 32 noted the average age of a carjacker in Cook County is 15 to 25 years old. Per the CWV Chicago article, Gutierrez was charged with aggravated vehicular hijacking and ordered held without bail, thanks to Judge Mariam Ahmad. In November 2021, Gutierrez received a 6-year sentence for a carjacking he committed 3 years earlier. After receiving the state's standard 50% sentence reduction and credit for time spent in jail before pleading guilty, he didn't spend a single day in prison, according to Illinois Department of Corrections records. The outlet said, adding state officials may revoke his parole regarding the incident in 2018. He has previous felony convictions for being a felon in possession of a firearm, manufactured delivery of cannabis, and possessing two or more fictitious IDs, the article said. Meanwhile, a recent Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey found most American citizens felt safer 2 years ago when former President Donald Trump was leading the nation. The data comes as American communities continue to experience a crime wave in Biden's America, Breitbart News reported Thursday.